listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The family of Lieutenant Max Nugent has told the Taipan crash inquiry of their experience in the wake of his death. The 24-year-old was one of four Defence Force personnel killed in the crash during Exercise Talisman Sabah in July last year. Max's partner, Chideen White, says, due the scope of next of kin, it all fell on Max's father to keep the entire family informed.
He just lost his son. It shouldn't all be on him to also keep me informed. I believe that the scope of information should be broadened, means tested, or something like that to keep partners, family members informed if they wish.
Police are investigating a fatal car collision that happened north of Bowen yesterday. Two cars collided on the Bruce Highway just before 1:30, sadly claiming the life of a 70-year-old woman from Gumloo. A 61-year-old woman from Ayr was transported to hospital. Anyone with dashcam vision is asked to come forward. Rental vacancy rates remain dangerously low, yet stable in Queensland this year. Looking at the 50 local government areas and sub-regions, vacancy rates tightened in 22. 10 were deemed stable and it climbed in 18 compared to the previous quarter. Here in Mackay, just 0.6% of properties are available. Real Estate Institute of Queensland CEO Antonia Mercurella says overall we're at critical levels.
We classify a healthy vacancy rate as one that sits between 2.6 up to 3.5%, and that's virtually unheard of at the moment.
And residents in the Whitsundays will gather today in remembrance of those who have lost their lives to domestic and family violence. It's as May 1st marks the beginning of Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month. Gathering at VMR in Cannavale, it aims to stand together as a community and shed a light on the national DV crisis. You can pay your respects from 3:30 this afternoon. For those in the coalfields, a candlelight vigil will be held in Moranbah Town Square from 6 p.m.